28 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're seeing some surprising weakness, I guess, in soybeans here today. They're down about 15 cents. It's going to be kind of a key week for soybeans. Expected to see President Trump and President Xi meet at the G20 meetings here at the end of the week at the G20 meetings. So we'll see if there's any news out of that. But expect beans to continue to be volatile as we continue to see some headlines here approaching those that dinner meeting here coming this weekend. Not much on corn here this morning, kind of falling beans a little lower. Wheat market is higher here this morning. The USDA did announce another sale of some wheat to Egypt here this morning, so that's offering some support. And seems like the Russian-Ukraine conflict's offering a little support to wheat as well here this morning. We do have D's corn at 357 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. March corn at 369, that's down a penny and a half. May's corn at 376 and 3/4, that's down a penny and a half. Jan soybeans 865 and a half, down 15 and 1/2. March beans at 879 and a quarter, down 15 and a half. May beans 892 and a half, also down 15 and 1/2. December Chicago wheat 505 and 1/2, up 5 3/4. March wheat at 513 and a half, that's up 6 1/4. December Kansas City wheat 463 and a half, up 2 1/4. March KC wheat at 488.5, that's up 2 1/2. December Minneapolis wheat at 577 3/4, up 3.5. March at 574.5, that's up 3 1/4. December oats 286, down 0.5 cent. Looking at the livestock markets here this morning, we do have kind of a mixed picture, but we do have these cattle at 117 even, just down 10. Feb cattle at 120.75, down 17. Jan feeders 149.42, up 5. March feeders at 146.05, up 12. December hogs 58.10, that's down 92 cents. Feb hogs at 66.72, down $1.10. Looking for export inspections here this morning. Also crop progress out this afternoon. Looks like it's going to be pretty slow on harvest again with the snow moving across most of the corn belt here all the way from Kansas. Expected all the way to the East Coast here as the week goes on. So transportation is going to be somewhat stalled for grain and also grain harvest here. There continues to be a little bit of harvest, both corn and soybeans, out in the field here at this point. So as the week goes on, continue to watch the weather. We have first notice day for December contracts on Friday. And then, of course, the meeting at in Argentina for the G20 meetings will be the most of the focus here as the week goes on, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that update.
You bet. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Quick check of current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. And snow starting to taper off across central Illinois. Still a few flakes falling here and there, but the wind is still blowing strong. Even that is starting to taper off a bit. A wind advisory expiring at the top of the hour for our severe weather coverage area, but still gusts up to around 40 miles per hour in some parts of the state. We have a temperature right now of 28 degrees here in Urbana. Our wind gust out of the northwest at 40 miles per hour. 26 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 28 in Decatur, 30 degrees in Danville, 29 in Charleston Mattoon, and 29 in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says cloudy and colder today. We've already hit our morning high of 32 degrees. Temperatures slowly falling throughout the day. Mostly cloudy skies for tonight. Mostly cloudy and a low of 17. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold with a high of 24 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 28 degrees at 9 o'clock.